At this group of textiles, known as Kalamkari, we're joined once again by Walter Denny, this time in conversation with Marika Sada, research associate in the Department of Islamic Art. To protect the bold colours of these Kalamkari, there will be different examples on view in rotation.
Well, that term refers to the way that these textiles are made. Kalam means pen and kar means work. So actually, the designs on these textiles were painted on through a very complicated process.
The designs were hand-drawn, and then each colour was blocked out and added as a separate step.
The rotations in this gallery will always represent the different major types that were made. So one type was floral with trees in the center and borders around that were used as home furnishings in Europe. And another type was figural, and these seem to have been made for local production.
Certainly the colors are brilliant, especially the way they stand out on the white ground. That's one of the things I like especially about these textiles.
It's interesting that you mentioned the colors, because this was one of the reasons that they became popular all over the world. In Europe, they hadn't developed the technologies for making printed cloths like this there yet. What I love about them are the vibrant designs, and these figural ones are really interesting. No one has quite deciphered what they mean and what all these different people are doing together on these textiles, but they're an interesting puzzle for us to figure out.